weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Ed McMahon used to say that before he introduced Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson was the bigger part of the program, and so is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's the man. He's got the answers. If you have the questions, you ought to be dialing us right now at 888-553-7536. That's the way to get in to Dr. Ken's head and into the messages that need to be connected in terms of questions and answers. You have something that's going on. You got an ache here. You got a pain there. You've been to the doctor. He's a pain, and she's maybe a pain. So you need somebody who's good. A good consultation can be had by dialing 888-553-7536. This program is on live every single weekend of the year. So you can join us as we get into, what is this, the last week of springtime? Oh, springtime, good day. The last week of fall. Listen to, I think winter starts a week. It's Friday of next week, as a matter of fact. Winter starts. So we've talked about flus and that sort of thing, fast-acting approaches to various things that you want to take care of. What most people are talking about this week is the death of all those children in the shooting rampage that took place in Connecticut. And I guess there's a medical side to this, Ken, that you want to explore.
There sure is, and I don't think any American listening or watching this story with any heart could hold back the tears who has a child, you know, who sends them off, as we all do, to school each day, and we expect they're going to get educated and come back. We hug them when they leave, and we expect we're going to see them, and this is the greatest nightmare of any parent, to have a child go off. 20 children and 6 adults died in Newton, Connecticut on Friday. The school massacre was the second largest massacre in America. The gunman, 20-year-old Adam Lanza, was found dead in the school, Doug. In addition to the casualties at the school, Lanza's mother, Nancy Lanza, who was killed in her home, felt to be killed by her son. So, obviously, Adam Lanza was not a well man. That's the understatement of the day. And he comes from a broken home. There was a divorce. His older brother, 24-year-old, is apparently squeaky clean, works as an accountant, Ernst & Whitney, I believe. And, you know, so everybody's asking me, how could such a thing happen? Well, what I think is the unifying aspect of the shooter is that he can't feel anyone else's pain. How do you go into a school and murder 20 elementary school kids? It's just unbelievable. And you have to have an individual who can just feel no pain, has no empathy for anybody else but himself. And how do you get to this point? Well, obviously, he could have been schizophrenic, you know, what people say, crazy and delusional. This could explain how one has no feeling for anybody else but himself. He could have a severe personality disorder. This can also do it. He could be on drugs. It could be a combination of all this. He could have an adverse effect of drugs that are being prescribed, or he could be on illicit drugs that weren't prescribed and he was just taking them on his own. He apparently had what is being politely described as a learning disability. I've heard also reports that he was autistic. He didn't get along with his peers. He was considered an outcast. His mother was considered a real tough parent. Obviously, from a broken home, a divorce, a learning disabled child, needs a lot of help. And my take of this is that this child obviously didn't get the help that he needed. The mental health system broke down. I know that people are going to bring in, you know, gun control is the big issue. But, you know, you look around, Mexico has the strictest gun control in the world, and you have 40,000 Mexicans slaughtered because of guns. You have Scandinavia, which has some of the strictest gun laws in the world, and there, too, you have elementary school children massacred. And Connecticut has some of the strictest gun laws in America, and over 20 21 is when you're supposed to be allowed in Connecticut to have a gun. He was 20 years old. So just like prohibition didn't work to get rid of alcohol, if you have a crazy, mentally ill person who's not getting the mental health that he needs from the mental health system, or if you have somebody who's just evil, they're going to find a way. So I think the answer to this is identifying the people, we all know them, they're around us, who just, we know, need help, and making sure that they get the psychological help. And I know all you parents listening, any of your kids watching this over the weekend, I would warn you, though, you really young among us at home, you know, try not to let them watch this at all, unless they're really curious, really limited among the young people. But the teenagers, the tweens, the teenagers, they're going to watch this. And each of your kid is going to react differently. Don't suppress their feelings. Don't say, oh, it's nothing, it'll go away. Let them react in their own personal way, because each one of them will react differently. And acknowledge their emotion, let them let it out, let them deal with it. And this should hopefully go away in about a month for most who are not individually involved. But if your child is troubled with this for more than a month, or if they just can't function, if they can't go to school, if it's really getting in the way of everyday functioning, they need some help. I would recommend a good psychologist. There are excellent adolescent and child psychologists who specialize in this age group. Don't be afraid. It's not a scarlet letter on a child or even an adult to feel that they need to speak to a psychologist or a psychologist. The stigma should be gone, because this is the problem in my mind why these things happen, because getting mental assistance, mental health care, is stigmatized still in America, and that's the way to avoid this.
I'm not going to say anything really about this because it so infuriates me to have this circumstance exist in supposedly a civilized society. Why you have brought up a number of questions as to why this, he isn't a man, he's a boy, he's a kid. Why did he have access to, how did he get his gun?
They were his parents, they were in the name of his mother.
Yeah, so how did he get it, though? Did he get it from her, and then he shot her?
The irresponsibility of his mother.
Right. Okay. So, and
she has never been. That's just
an
irresponsible parent.
How many people are there that have these guns laying around, and people who have, or they're going out and buying them still? People. I mean, this is almost a daily occurrence here. This is a sick. The society that allows this to happen is a sick, damaged society.
Well, another aspect I want to mention is I think the media, I love movies, but yeah. The violence in the movies, the violence in the video games, you know, you look, we've had too many of these shootings since Columbine. Just, it seems like we've had several already this year, and it always seems like it's either a late teenager or an early 20-year-old, and this age group, they're spending a lot of time with these video games that are so unbelievably violent, where you don't even feel the death. You just murder one person after the other. You watch these incredibly violent movies where it doesn't even affect you anymore. So these folks who do this, it's almost like they're living their video game or their movie where it doesn't even affect them. They have no empathy for the death.
Yeah, no, there's no consequence to it. There's something radically wrong. You're right about that, for sure. 888-553-7536. I can't imagine we'll get a whirlwind of comments. You've expressed yourself. I've said basically what I have to say, at least at this point, the essence of what the country does about this sort of thing and how we allow it to continue, it seems to me, is another sign of many that we have a decay. But the news media, to just touch on one thing, you talk about the violent movies. The news media is so out of control. Every single news channel that you turned on was wall to wall this stuff, and there was no new information. Everybody knew that the X number of children were killed, the principal was killed, adults were killed, and this guy killed himself. All right? So then, where do you go with it? There's nothing else to tell.
It's going to be wall to wall.
Other than
the
same thing over and over and over, doing the same thing the video games do, Ken, reinforcing, reimpressing on the minds of people that this, we know what it was. We understand it was horrific. We understand it was awful. We understand it was terrible. We understand all of that stuff. But to continue to either talk about it, dwell on it, focus on it, have it in front of us all the time is another sickness that it just doesn't fix anything. Unless there's a way of dealing with it, and it isn't, I don't disagree with you in terms of the guns. We all know we have to have a shooter in order for them to work. Just somehow we don't do anything. Never mind whether it's about guns or whether it's about psychology or whether it's about anger, whatever it is, we're not dealing with it because these things keep happening, and it isn't just this year. It's like every week there's another one, and I think and they come in the frequency of days.
I think the images.
You may not be wrong about that.
Of incredible violence have a big aspect here.
Yeah. And look at all the most popular movies, same sort of thing.
We need Hollywood to make more love stories and more comedies.
Well, you need them to do it, but that's not what people want. We're now training people to go see these sorts of things. And so they're not making that stuff. They're making what people go to see. Even they've trained people to go see that stuff. It is very difficult at this point in time. It's easy for us to criticize. Say, this is a sign of this, that, or the other thing. But as we talk about it, nobody does anything to fix the problem, whatever the problem is. We, as you just suggested, we don't honor, we don't pay tribute to those people who deal with mental illness. Anybody who goes to see a shrink is still put askance, looked at as if they were crazy because they see somebody that deals with matters of the mind. And this is completely a matter of the mind. Whatever was going on with this kid, that's what's going to happen. This day and the next day and the next week will be aimed at trying to figure out what the story was with this Adam, what is it, Lanza, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then from there, where do we go? He figured
Mom
it out.
Mom and Dad, don't be afraid to bring your child, your daughter, your son, to a mental health professional. Please don't.
This didn't start yesterday. This started years ago. And he's not the first child to come out of a divorced family. So that's, you know, how parents handle divorces is another thing. We've got all these stupid housewives of whatever city on the air all the time. And they're always fighting with each other and fighting with their husbands and fighting with their families. And we glorify it. We think it's funny. We think it's amusing. All right, 888-553-7536. That's the number for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer medical questions, and maybe some of these things that come up in the course of our discussion.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Dr. Ken, on the air for 2 hours. Come join us. We do have some lines open. I'll answer any of your health care questions from head to toe. If you want to talk about this rampage in Connecticut, as with a whole nation mourns this horrible act, be glad to talk to you about it, the mental health aspects of it, the medical angle. You want to talk to me about any of the issues of your own body, your family, your kids, your spouse, your parents, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I've been in medicine over 30 years now. I'd love to share with you my experience as a trained medical scientist, internist, and trained cardiologist. 1-888-55-DRKEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. Toll free from anywhere in the now 50 United States. No paperwork, no charges. We'll get right to it. Just tell Michael, who answers the phone, what your question is. Try to get right to it because we want to answer as many calls as we possibly can.
888-553-7536. The president has pledged meaningful action to prevent mass shooting tragedies like the one that we were talking about earlier in the hour. What does that mean? Does that mean having to put police everywhere? What is all of that mean? They have not the stomach to try to do something meaningful, whatever that means. So if you feel to talk about this, it's not a discussion of gun control. That's not what we're talking about. It's about what goes on psychologically, mentally, emotionally with people. That's the medical side of this. Lee is in Virginia. Lee, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, how are you? What would be the harm in putting armed security at all schools? Have one way in for all people. And
it's a sign. What's wrong with it is it's a sign of a sick society. You're going to have gun-toting security people at the doorway. It's the same sickness that we have given into at airports, at government buildings. It's a sick sign. We give in and give over. It doesn't fix the problem. It may prevent it to a small degree. Somebody's got a gun. They want to shoot somebody. That's what they're going to do. They're going to be able to shoot somebody, regardless of. And what are you going to? What does it do to the kids who are in the school that go through the door every day and see this? What kind of psychological state of mind are they going to be? I can hear it now. Children are going to ask their parents, am I going to get shot if I go to school today? That's
right.
But children are going to ask.
It is a messed up society we're living in, though. Right. And
so how do we fix it, though? What's the fix, Lee, if you think we have a sick society, then what's the fix to it?
Well, I mean, if you do take all the guns you know, outlaw guns, there you're still going to have outlaws are going to have guns then, and no one will be able to defend themselves.
Yeah. Nobody's expecting just, that's going to be the outcome, but you're just going off on the same stuff that everybody else.
Although it's unpleasant thought, I think if you're a retired policeman, you're going to be in great demand for work right now.
888-553-7536. All right, time to get to medical questions. Steve's in Anderson, South Carolina, with a question about his liver for you, Dr. Ken.
Okay. All right, let me give you a quick background. I have NF type 1. First, I had secondary biliary cirrhosis. That was diagnosed in 1997, which I progressed to end-stage liver. I also had to have a carcinoma taken out from my bile duct. It was non-cancerous and it was just localized. I've also had cellulitis, diverticulitis, and a bout with MRSA.
Steve,
low white cell count, low lymphocyte, low platelet counts.
Okay, Steve, you've lived a colorful life. So you had biliary cirrhosis. This is a disease where the bile ducts in your liver are slowly destroyed, and you've had a lot of other things, bad infections. Any idea why you've been so well blessed with all these colorful problems?
I have no idea, but I'll keep on smiling.
Do you live a healthy lifestyle?
Oh, yes. I exercise. I cut down. I don't need to, I try not to eat any fried foods. Cut down on the sodium. My MELD score, according to my latest blood test, has gone down from 13. Now it's down to 12.
And you don't take any non-prescribed drugs?
No. The only drugs I take right now, I take spironolactone to help control the fluid.
Right.
Naloxone for the pressure on my hepatic vein. That's Nadolol for that one.
So you're on medicine because the pressures in your liver are high, you get fluid in your tummy, and so how can we help? I'm amazed that you haven't yet had a liver transplant.
That's what they told me when I first went in. They said, we need to put you on a transplant.
All right,
that's
so we need to get
better.
To what the question
Steve,
is.
Steve, get on the list because it's, you know.
I am on
many,
the list.
Great, because the demand is much greater than the supply.
Did they
that's
tell you how
I
long
do.
It would be?
Well, as long as this MELD score stays below 15.
No. How long you have to wait for a
it's
transplant?
All matter, it's
South
all a
Carolina,
matter of triage.
In South Carolina, you can probably get it done within less than a year or two.
So, Steve, what's your question?
How can I help my liver continue regenerating?
How can you help it?
Because the liver will regenerate.
Well, right. Stay away from alcohol. Stay away from acetaminophen products. Just lead a healthy lifestyle. Exercise. Reduce sodium foods. These are the lifestyle aspects that you can do to help yourself.
All right. That's a tough situation to be in. Woof. Glad I'm not in his shoes, but there is, as Ken suggested, some basic things to do. 888-55 DRKEN at half past the hour on Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now 33 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Not much good going on, as our discussion will weave, I'm sure, in and out of Dr. Ken's position when it comes to the murders of all those children, the principal. I have so shunned this. I just know the basics. I don't want to know anything else. I've just shut it off, shut it out. The gory details are immaterial and offensive to me. I don't even know what kind of a gun this kid was using. It couldn't have been too complicated if it belonged to his mother.
Actually, he had a rifle. So they're saying they found two guns in the school, and there are various reports yet. It's not all sorted out. A rifle, two handguns, but it's still not all totally clear. But apparently the early reports are they were all registered to his mother.
And so under the circumstances, the school, I don't want to say was under lockdown, but they had some pretty advanced security measures
they
for
actually
a school in a town like this.
Yes, they actually buzzed him in. You couldn't get into this school without being let in, and they knew him because his mother, apparently the current reports are that she was a substitute teacher at the school. Some reports have said that she was a volunteer, but she wasn't a regular teacher. But apparently they knew him because of his mother's relationship, and they buzzed him in.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. I'm looking at some of the blogs where the there's a site called Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and the mayor's commenting on all of this. And then there's the usual stuff that people are digging up about the Second Amendment. There are people who are taking shots at conservatives. People, and conservatives didn't even work anymore because that's not really what they are. The right wing versus the left wing of the various parties, gun control, disarmament, taking God out of society, out of schools, all this stuff doesn't even begin to address the question in my mind. You may have the key, at least in part, these mentally ill children, and there is a problem younger and younger. His kids are divorced from society. Those who are different, and that's in quotation marks, who are alienated for whatever the reason, outcast, they turn to the video, they turn to their tools, the iPads, the iPhones, and they see, you know, what they aren't conversing with anybody. They don't have to have a friend. They've got a friend in that little box that sits in front of them all the time.
Exactly.
And that's where they get their values. That's where they get their institutional gradients, if you will. And that is the sign of a really, and it's advanced technology. So people say, all right, what's advanced about this? This is the Cro-Magnon era that we're in. The Neanderthals are out there killing kids.
Well, it's advanced. It's how you use it. And these video images are just making them numb and losing the empathy. You combine some mental illness with all these images, and there's no empathy. There's no feeling the pain of anyone else.
888-553-7536. Robert, in Enid, Oklahoma, you're welcome to talk with Dr. Ken about this. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning to both of you. I appreciate you guys taking my call. First of all, I'm very infuriated by the fact that we as a society, when we have an incident like this, we are always trying to find, for me, it's always trying to find an excuse to someone that didn't have the heart or feeling to go out and shoot people, not only children, but other incidents that have happened lately in Colorado and Oregon. And I grew
the
up
movie
in
movie theater, the malls. There's no place safe. We're going to have to lock down everything if we listen to some of these people and believe them. All schools will have to be locked down. Malls will have to be locked down. Theaters will have to be locked down. Everything's going to be locked down. And you know what?
And you're still not going to prevent it.
You're not going to prevent it. And the terrorists who are responsible for some of the problems that we've had over the past 25, 30, 35 years are all smiling and are saying, you'll hear plenty of that stuff from people in Muslim countries or people who are terrorists saying that this is the sign of a decaying society. You don't see things like that happening where we are. And,
Robert, what do you think is the solution to all this?
Well, okay. I mean, I have five children. Four of them go to school. And for me, my question is, how many shootings or how many children have to die for us to take initiative in putting at least a guard security there?
What does that say?
Security.
Yeah, that's what's going to be the gut reaction. That's what we're going to do. But what does that say? That doesn't fix anything. It protects maybe in some circumstances. For the way that this happened would have been avoided if there had been an armed security guard. I doubt it. I think that's it. I think you'd likely the armed security guard would have been the one who decided to let him in.
Well, they would have gotten there faster. This guy did himself, and by the time the police came, he had already killed himself.
But that's not not dealing with the reality of the rapidity of shooting. It's like the guy says the other day when in the mall, if there had been guns, I had Lars Larson talking about this on his program. If I'd have been there with my gun, this wouldn't have happened. That's nonsense. The malls, these huge malls, how are you going to get there? These guns go boom, 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 boom. In 4 seconds, you kill four people.
Yeah, I understand that. But there's so many countries out in the world that have armed people walking around basically as securities in the city. Like, we have so many countries that do that. And here in the U.S., I understand there's more freedom and stuff, but what freedom do we have?
We don't. We're losing our freedom. If I was reading Ron Paul's book yesterday, Ken and Robert, I picked up a copy of Ron Paul's book and was reading it. And, man, is this guy onto everything. He understands everything that's going on here, including what things are being done by the government to control the essence of your life. And the lifeblood, the lifeline that you have to freedom are being taken away piece by piece, bit by bit, day by day, by people who are sometimes conscious of the decisions that they make and sometimes unconscious of the decisions. And this is just another, a lot of these mayors will say we've got to have gun control. The president may come up with some idea that creates a gun control discussion. It doesn't get to the heart of the matter, which is what was going on psychologically in this kid's mind, in the mind of the shooter in the mall, in the mind of the shooter at the theater, the mind of the kids in Columbine, wherever it is, it's what's going on in their minds.
But, you're fortunate. You don't have any children right now in middle or high school or elementary school. But, there's an immediate reaction, I think, that you're getting from Robert. You know, what are we going to do on Monday so that we're all feeling safe that the kids are there? There's a long-term solution to this, and I think that's getting the really violent video images out of the hands of teens and 20-year-olds. But, what's the immediate short-term solution to this?
Yeah, I have a daughter in high school, two in middle school, one in elementary.
Yeah.
So, for example, for me, I mean, every day, I work 14 to 16 hours a day, so it's my wife that takes them to school. So I'm not there to see what's going on in the school. I just listen to my children whenever I get to talk to them. But the thing is that we have our military, our U.S. military spread it so around the world that we're collapsing inside our own country.
All right, Robert. Thanks for the call. 888-553-7536. Not an easy, there's nothing about this that's easy. Nothing about this conversation or the problem or the fix that's easy. Let's talk about something we can fix. Dr. Ken has come across a way to boost your testosterone level. The dramatic increases that have been witnessed in libido and energy and stamina as we get older, a lot of people are concerned. You had a conversation with Rob Martin, who was a product development guy, has helped come up with T-Gen plus Nitro Boost. So what happens when people get on to T-Gen with Nitro Boost, Ken?
Doug, us guys and the people who love us, everywhere you look, there's a new testosterone product because boosting free testosterone, we know, will improve sexual desire and even enhances muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a whole new level. And in fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and to maximize libido and performance. So introducing T-Gen with Nitro Boost with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts.
So here's what we have come up with here. The folks that are responsible for producing T-Gen with Nitro Boost, all these ingredients that, as Ken has pointed out, will help you help yourself in so many different areas. Available now, T-Gen with Nitro Boost. You can get it for half price if you mention Dr. Ken when you call 800-317-9865. That's right. Half price T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Mention Dr. Ken when you dial 800-317-9865. Ordered by as many women, Ken, as men, because obviously the women are enjoying if they can have get the kind of love life that they're looking for.
What a great stocking stuffer.
And greater. It's the whole thing is terrific, and it's 50% off right now. Mention Dr. Ken for T-Gen with Nitro Boost, 800-317-9865. And by the way, this comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. It's got to work or you get your money back. You got to call now. Mention Dr. Ken, 800-317-9865.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Okay, every day we sit here, Doug, we talk about health. Feeling good is a top priority, but looking healthy is just as important. There's nothing that makes you look more unhealthy and older than yellow stained teeth. And I'm going to tell you how you can get rid of that ugly look. It's called Power Swabs, and I use it because it's the only patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent to remove stains from your teeth. But best of all, it works in just 5 minutes. power swabs. It was developed by a real dentist, and there are no messy strips or trays that you have to leave on your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, power swabs also works on natural teeth as well as bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns.
That's a great way to stuff a stocking as well. Power swabs, a 2 minute transformation to whiten your teeth. Power swabs works better than anything else you can possibly put on any kind of teeth, natural teeth, caps, crowns, veneers, as Ken said. Here's the number for your risk-free supply, 800-867-4089. Mention Dr. Ken, you'll save 50% off the retail price. Power swabs works on all of your teeth. It's a bottom-line product. You don't have to deal with the store. Just go directly to the manufacturer. Save your teeth, save your looks, and save your money. 800-867-4089. Risk-free offer. 50% off the retail price when you mention Dr. Ken Power Swabs right now. 800-867-4089. Back to our friends on the phone, 888-553-7536. Philip is in Griffin, Georgia. Philip, we are certainly happy to have your question for Dr. Ken.
Thank you. Good morning, Doug. Real quick, I did call about a medical question, but have you guys ever heard of the Bath School Massacre?
Bath, B-A-T-H?
B-A-T-H. It was in Bath, Michigan, I believe, back in 1927. Not a shot was fired. The farmer used dynamite, built buildings, killed 38 students, 4 adults, and injured 58 more. It was over a tax issue. They were foreclosing on his farm, using the money to pay school tax. He didn't like it and blew up the school.
Killed 38 elementary school children.
Yeah.
38 elementary.
If you want to do stuff, you can do it. Doesn't mean it was what the weapon is.
It doesn't have anything to do with guns. That was my point.
Yeah.
My medical question is for the doctor. I had an aortic stenosis is what it was diagnosed. Had open heart surgery for that. Aneurysm was found at the time. It was all fixed. I'm about 5 months after the surgery, and here lately I get where I'm just dizzy, or I get where I feel like I'm just going to just throw up. I get a little nauseous. It doesn't necessarily, the dizziness and the nauseous doesn't necessarily go together. Sometimes it's one or the other. And I find myself being so lethargic, and after couple 2 or 3 hours of being awake, I've got to take a 15-minute nap, and this is 24 hours a day.
Sure, Philip. Let me see if I can help you. So let me just understand what was done repairing your heart. You had a new aortic valve put in, and your thoracic aorta was repaired?
I think it was the tricuspid, but it was one of the valves that was repaired, and where the aneurysm was, that was a tube of some sort was put in there.
Right. That's the pipe where the blood leaves the heart.
Right.
What I would want to know right now is whether that valve is functioning well. Have you had an ultrasound, an echocardiogram?
Well, just kind of like I said, it just sort of started being that way, and I have another follow-up appointment in January, but before then, I didn't know if there's a reason I might need to call ahead and make another one before then.
I would let them know, because I would want to get an echocardiogram, making sure that the valve is working well, that you don't have any fluid around your heart. I also want to make sure you're not anemic. Have you had your blood counts checked? They probably
that
want
to call mine, and I have not had my blood count checked, and I try to stay away from iron because I always heard iron was bad for men.
Well, it's bad if you don't need it, and you shouldn't take it unless you have your level checked. It can actually make the blood clot and cause problems. But if you don't need it, if your levels are low, you definitely need it. Are you on any medication that's new right now?
The only medication that's got me on is a 325 milligram aspirin every day, and it's a blocker. What's it called?
A beta blocker.
Beta blockers.
Okay.
I'll take a half tablet, more than a half tablet in the afternoon.
All right. The other thing to do is to monitor the heart, a Holter monitor, making sure your heart rate's not too low. Also do some home blood pressure monitoring to make sure your blood pressure's not too low. Get that echocardiogram done to check to make sure that the valve is okay, and also get the blood collected to make sure that you're not anemic, your thyroid's okay, and your minerals, especially your potassium, is okay.
There's the advice from Dr. Ken. You want his advice? You dial us at 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can send me, Doug, at dougstefan.com, an email, and I'll translate it to Dr. Ken as we have time. More of your calls coming up on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour, 888-553-7536. Before we get off of this, I guess my thinking on this, Ken, I can hear it now, these knee-jerk reactions from these BSing politicians. There will be you mark my words, guys like Bloomberg, who normally I have great respect for, most of these big city East Coast and West Coast mayors, will be pushing for some things. You know, get concert from President Obama, who, by the way, I thought looked awful on television. He looked pale, and that's tough to do for a guy I thought he looked horrible, actually. And why would anybody want to be president under the circumstances is always a great question. Anyway, here's the suggestion that's going to come from some people. Some corners are going to say, we have to have a federal ID system before you go into any public building. You're going to have your ID checked. I guarantee, following the suit of the Patriot Act, which took away more of our freedoms than anything else.
That's going to solve nothing. This gentleman
doesn't solve anything.
This gentleman.
No, but that's what I'm going to say. The simplistic thinkers are going to say.
He was identified. He was buzzed into the school.
It doesn't make any difference. People are going to say that this is the way politicians, people who want to control your lives.
Right, it's terrible.
Are going to say we have to have government ID, government-issued ID. You're going to have to show before you get into any building. And that's not what's going to fix the problem. None of the solutions suggested so far even come close to fixing the problem, except your consideration of the violent videos that are around. But in a free society, we are not dealing with mental health issues at all in this country. We have our head completely up our butts when it comes to mental health and how connected the brain is to the body. We just don't get it.
If that's the one message I can share with all the listeners is don't feel uneasy about you yourself or especially the kids. You know who, if your kid does not get along with peers and is, I'll use the word politely, an outcast, don't take it personally. You can get them some help.
I can hear mothers about, oh, what have I done wrong? I don't understand this. You know, it can't be about you. One of the things we built is a society of egotists. Everybody's so worried about themselves, they don't think about anybody else. Maybe we should do what China did and limit the ability of people to have children. How's that for a discussion?
Well, I thought you were an anti-government guy.
I am, but I'm just telling you, that doesn't mean that there isn't. I'm saying that as a stimulator for discussion because somebody else is going to come up with that kind of an idea as well. Anyway, Margie's in Ocala with a focus on mental health. Go ahead, Margie. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, Matt. I just have a comment to make, please. You were talking about the stigma of mental health.
Yes.
And I think we would go a long way if people like your host didn't refer to mental health professionals as shrinks.
Who refers to them as shrinks? You're talking about me?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, I've had plenty of sessions with the people that I've called lovingly shrinks.
I just think it's a word.
Okay,
that
that's a point taken.
Mental health.
Yeah, that's a point well taken. I'll remember that in my future references. Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Good.
Yeah, 888-553-7536. It may be a mark of disrespect. And here's the other side of that. I have had over the course of my life since I was in my 30s. I've had a lot of time with really good people who understand how the brain works and have helped me to understand how mine works. I also have had time with people who had no business having a license because they didn't get anything. It was a license to steal for them. And perhaps that's what lives in your profession, Ken. There are some people who are really good medical practitioners and other people who ought not to have a license at all.
I think like in any profession, there's a range of quality, and you just have to find the right mental health person. And if you don't hit the right person the first time, don't give up.
J.C. is in Bristol, Tennessee. Question for Dr. Ken, J.C.
Yes. I have a question about a condition known as hyperhidrosis.
Easy for you to say.
So what's the question, sir? We got about 60 seconds. What's your question?
I'm just curious if he has any products or medicines, be them topical or oral, that he
can
suggest.
Let me get at it. You're using a big word for excessive sweating. First thing you have to do is identify the cause. There are medications, and I don't have time to go over all of yours. There are medications that can do it. Make sure that you're not on one that causes it. I don't think you're in menopause going through hot flashes. Make sure you don't have low blood sugar, an overactive thyroid gland. There are some cancers that can do this. Heart attacks, infectious diseases can do this. There are various treatments for it. You probably have gone through the over-the-counter, but there, ask your doctor or dermatologist about prescription antiperspirants. There are also some pills that block nerve communication. You can ask your doctor. Botulinum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.